There is an acting CEO in place at the moment who will be possibly leaving the post at the end of the year, but it's unfair to that individual and to the overall organisation and indeed to the Gaeltacht communities which Uadhra serves that there's a lack of that continuity. And again, at the local level here in Donegal, we have the regional manager's position which has not been filled, and while we have an acting regional manager at the moment, it's unfair to that individual that he's expected to bear a significant additional responsibility burden without being recompensed for that. And I would feel that it's hugely important that the government would give the approval to the board of Uadhras na Gaeltacht to advertise the position of regional manager in Donegal and the CEO nationally. I'm not particularly hopeful of a favourable response from the government in the near future on this issue, but I will be raising it, continuing to raise it, and I would hope that common sense would prevail.
Are we effectively throwing the baby out with the bathwater here in terms of the moratorium? It is saving money, but perhaps hampering growth as well?
Well, there's no question about that, and we see that within the HSE as well, where frontline services are not being replaced and the moratorium being used as a convenient excuse, perhaps, by the HSE and others. In the case of Uadhras, these are absolutely critical frontline services. If a state organisation is to be delivering job creation, particularly in the current economic climate, then it's essential that there would be a captain steering that particular ship of state, and that's not happening at the moment, and I would question the government commitment in that regard.